In this week's episode of the Colts Corner Podcast, the boys will discuss the NFL divisional round, the conference championship, the NBA, the NHL, some Maryland Minute, some college football, and last but not least, the topic of the week. Welcome back to Colts Corner, Season 4, Episode 9. Nine episodes already. Electric season.
Electric season so far. Far better than Doug, Ben, Brian, and Mikey Stats. I think we're doing a tremendous job.
All right. I don't want to start.
I don't want to start beef with the goats.
The role model, the icons.
The founding fathers, as they would like to be called, as they have so kindly written on our board, naming this studio. The Ben Dixon, Brian Flatow, and Doug Latuca.
As you can tell, they are very humble kids.
Broadcast sanctuary.
Home of the
Michael Garofa soundboard.
Soundboard, correct. And so that's what's on our whiteboard in the studio. And if you're wondering, I don't know if you're wondering, but I think we got to get right into it. Let's start off with Hills West. Yes, sir. School sports, Constantine.
So we got some Hills West school sports. We'll go with us. We have some girls
War
basketball action over here with the girls. Are now 6-4 in league play after a very down to the wire finish against Islip, 50-47. Alexa Hinkey, 21 points. Charlotte Anton, 12 points, and Melina Mukes with the game winning block of a 3-pointer to really seal the deal for Hills West. They are now 6-4, still hanging on in the playoffs, and they have Rocky Point at 10 a.m. They actually have Rocky Point. Yep, Rocky Point, 10 a.m., January 18th in the Hills West Gym. The boys will be playing at Rocky Point. So I know it's a bit early, but I think you guys should all come out and support our school teams because they are doing a really great job right now.
And we've just been informed by Mr. Doxy, the man, the myth, the legend. Mm-hmm. We will be broadcasting on the 31st, I believe.
That's right, the 31st, senior night in the Hills West Gym.
Boys varsity.
And then February 3rd, once again, in the Hills West Gym. The girls team should be a really fun time. You guys can watch on YouTube, West TV, I believe. And it would be much appreciated if you kept up with school sports. It would mean a lot to us. So thanks in advance for tuning into that, hopefully.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Moving on from the Colts section to the NFL divisional rounds. It wasn't as good as the wild card round, but definitely still a solid round. Tyler, you had something to say?
I was just going to say, I called it with the Titans, did I not?
He did call that.
He did call that with the Titans.
Guys, at this point, I don't know who's not rooting for the Titans. Who doesn't have a team in the playoffs right now? Come on.
I'm rooting for the Titans.
How can you not root for the Titans? I mean, Derrick Henry, that guy's a monster.
Ryan Tannehill.
Underdogs. Yeah, Ryan Tannehill going to Tennessee.
A.J. Brown.
Dory Jackson's a goated corner.
Very solid team all around. Love to watch them play. Logan Ryan, the GOAT.
Kevin Byard. Great team. Sensational.
Hopefully they
can beat the Chiefs this week at Arrowhead.
But their win against the Ravens, though, will probably cement them into the legacy of this
playoffs.
Yeah. Before we talk about Super Bowl 54, we got to talk about this. Really, you think so?
Yeah,
it's probably right there. But I think we should just take a moment to thank the Tennessee Titans for this
incredible
masterpiece of a game. 28-12 in B-more. Derrick Henry, he's just too good at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a beautiful human being.
He is a beautiful human being. He is a tank. 30 carries, 194 yards. Just a beast of a man.
He demolished a man Earl Thomas.
Demolished Earl Thomas, who did say that they would be focusing on tackling Derrick Henry more and would be more interested, which really wasn't the
case. Earl Thomas, great lead blocker for...
Great lead blocker for Derrick Henry.
For the Tennessee Titans.
Exactly, but he just looked like a boy amongst men.
Amongst men. Boys amongst men, Derrick Henry.
Man amongst...
No. Superhero. Superhero. He's my...
Superman.
He's my superhero.
He's my Superman.
And a passing TD.
Superman.
A passing TD from that guy, too.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Corey Davis touchdown catch from him.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the highlight of that play. Jump pass.
That's crazy.
Tim Tebow-esque jump pass there from Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill only had six more passes than Henry did, going 7-for-14. 88 yards, but he did score 2 touchdowns, though. He just played a solid game all around.
And I know you want to talk a lot about this game because it was a great game for the Titans, but I also want to get a little bit into all the games from the divisional rounds. Unfortunately, Minnesota got destroyed by San Fran. San Fran, incredible defense. There's no way to put it.
Bosa, Sherman...
It's systematic at this point. They could just get to the quarterback whenever they want to go, whenever they want to be there, whenever Bosa wants to be there.
Underrated Quan Alexander's back. That was his first game back.
He's very good.
I love Quan Alexander.
I feel like no one talked about that that much.
Yeah, and we don't talk about defensive stats too much, but Nick Bosa, 6 tackles, 2 sacks last game. He's just a tremendous player.
Incredible.
Richard Sherman had that game-changing pick. That really shifted the momentum. Still there.
He's just been miles better this season than he was last season. Mm-hmm. Might be the role he plays in the defense, but
yeah, as like
and
a
because he actually
veteran.
Cares about winning now. Because last year they kind of like 2-14
last year he
or
didn't
whatever.
Really care. Yeah,
it's crazy though. What a great story from the San Fran 49ers. No one expected. I don't think anyone expected this season from them. I certainly didn't.
Yeah,
let's talk about a great game from Dalvin Cook. 18 yards.
18 yards.
What a disappointment. After having an insane season.
I mean, he might
he goes
arguably
out.
The second best running back.
Oh, yeah,
arguably
100%. But
not even arguably the second best running
back. Yeah, but I do think, well, obviously, this game mattered a lot.
Derrick Henry, CMC.
Derrick Henry stepped up in playoffs, though.
I think CMC is probably the best running back in the league. But nonetheless,
if you
Dalvin
playoffs,
Cook.
Henry's best.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook was limited to 9 carries, 18 yards, 2 yards a carry. Quick math, that those just
two
aren't
plus two is four minus that's one. That's funny.
Those aren't just very good stats for the guy, and he was severely limited because of that 49ers defense. They just really stopped him
they
all
showed
game.
Up.
They did show up
I
in
was,
a big way.
I was expecting Vikings to win, but considering all the momentum from their last game, and I thought the 49ers were going to be off.
I honestly thought the Vikings were going to win too, but 49ers, incredible, dominant team.
Probably the best team in the league.
I'd say.
Agreed. But
I'd
we got to.
Over Ravens.
I think.
Without the last 2 games.
I think we got to move on to the choke job in Arrowhead.
Bill O'Brien, an idiot, incompetent. An incompetent head coach who I hate with all my life.
I know. You've ran into me about him before. Several occasions.
This
game
to get rid of him. He's literally. They can be a 16-0 team without him.
This game.
They're winning games with him.
But this game once again shows how incredible Patrick Mahomes is. I mean, no matter
how bad
the coach. I don't think. I think it really shows how incredible.
A little bit of both.
It is a little bit of both, but I think Patrick Mahomes down 24 points. I mean, that's an insane amount. Worse than the Falcons.
Yeah, he was able to rally his team.
Kelsey had a hat trick, right?
Kelsey did have 3 touchdowns, I believe. Did have 3 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes, 5 touchdowns through the air, 321 yards.
So he's not going to go for it. Bill O'Brien's not going to go for it on 4th-and-1 and like their other teams at the Chiefs 20. But then he's going to do a fake punt at their own 20? Idiot.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's just one of those coaches who's only around because the talent on his team and the general manager
is able
Watson to
get is
him.
Carrying
Mark Turgeon. Oh, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we will get into that later.
Maryland basketball. We'll get into that later.
That's for a later time.
Just the last game from the divisional round, Packers, Seahawks. Packers beat Seattle 28-23. Aaron Rodgers, still a beast. He's proved it. Yeah. You got to love that guy. I don't know how you cannot.
Well, I mean... Besides, like,
time,
his personality.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
But time and time again, he proves to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I think if Aaron Rodgers had a better team and more championships, at least four championships, then he would be considered the greatest player of all time. All
right, Matt. Overrated. Matt.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I think he might be better than Brady.
Talent wise, I think.
Clutchness and winning, Brady. But at the end of the day,
team he's on.
Obviously, Rodgers is never going to have as many wins, as many Super Bowls as Brady.
Yeah, but no one's ever going to have as many Super Bowls as Brady. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, maybe.
Except for Belichick.
Maybe Joe Judge. But,
Judge.
Hey, he's a young guy. He's got a future ahead of
him.
Honestly, I'm liking it more and more. I'm like genuinely
are you being sarcastic?
I was talking to Constantine. That's genuinely the scary part. I'm liking it.
What did you text
Watch
me?
Watch out. Yeah. Harbaugh was a special teams coach.
All right. I mean, well, are we sure he's Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I just like some more, like.
You see all the stuff around the league about how great he's going to be?
I just want to hear, like, right. what the board was thinking when they made that hiring. Then
just
I might
wait.
Trust
just wait. Just
more.
Wait. All right. Just wait.
All right. We'll see.
Waiting.
We're also Constantine. We'll also wait for
Adam Gase.
Yeah, we'll also wait for the Adam Gase firing.
Hopefully soon.
I don't want to hear anything from Jets fans until Adam Gase is gone. Then you guys can talk.
And
about the coaching, not about the team.
Just the coaching. Better not be about the team.
It seems like every New York manager is a mess right now.
Every New York team.
Except for the Yankees.
Except for the Yankees and the Islanders.
Yeah, and the Islanders. The Islanders, a pretty good team. I'll get to them later.
Did you all hear
except when they lose to the Rangers 6-2.
Beltran stepped down.
Yeah,
as
Beltran
the
steps down because he didn't want to get fired for the science.
What a mess.
We'll hopefully get
the Mets
that
have
is,
always been a mess.
Yeah, unfortunately for them. Like, I as a Yankees fan, I feel remorse for the really the Mets fans and just all you guys. You guys are just like brave soldiers, just going out to war every time you watch the Mets play 9 innings.
We should have 29 rings if it wasn't for some cheating.
Yeah, that was a lot of cheating there. And we should have 29 rings.
Plays the ring, 20.
Yes.
Chase 28.
All right.
2020, cool. Judge.
All right, so obviously the winners of the NFL divisional round move on to the conference championship.
Do they act?
Titans. Yeah. Yes, sir, they do. Titans at Arrowhead. Titans play at Arrowhead against the Chiefs, and the Packers go to San Fran to play 49ers. Both, I think, very solid games. Matt, I know you're talking about how San Fran might blow out the Packers.
San Fran's going to blow out the Packers.
I don't think so. I actually don't think so. I
think it'll be, like, definitely a double-digit victory from the Niners.
I know how dynamic the 49ers defense is, and we've talked about it, but... Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams.
Who? No, I'm kidding.
I think he had 160 yards last game.
Pro Bowl players or whatever.
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Jones, touchdown machine. Devontae Adams, not even, I don't even think it's arguable. He's a top five wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, he is a top five wide receiver in the league. Who's better than Devontae?
Jarvis Landry, Andrew Higgins. Antonio Callaway. Odoba. All the Browns
were all right.
Didn't look like top five wide receivers.
Yeah, no, Odell was not top five wide receivers.
Yeah.
Guys.
We'll get to him. But staying on track.
That's nice.
What are we thinking?
Hey, officer.
What are we thinking?
Titans, Chiefs. Let's get
Titans,
right to
Chiefs.
It.
Titans, Chiefs.
Titans.
I like.
Titans, baby.
I
want
the Titans.
I
said
them.
Ravens Chiefs last time. I don't see it happen.
I had
look,
Titans.
I got
Chiefs.
Them.
I don't know. I got to go Chiefs. I love the Titans. I love everything they do. Derrick Henry. I miss you. I need you on the New York Jets right now. But really, it's just I don't see it happening.
Yo, the Chiefs never make it past the conference championship. Never.
They're about to make the Super Bowl.
I gotta
though.
Say, I, okay. I,
yeah,
I
they're about to make the Super Bowl for
that
5 years.
That offense is just too dynamic. I get it, Kevin Byard and all those guys on in their secondary, but.
I like how, did you guys see Tyreek Hill that no one can guard us, the receivers? Didn't the Titans beat you guys? You can't talk about can't talk like any. You
I
can't
don't
talk
like that guy.
Gonna, with my predictions, any trash talk I'm going to stay on the them. Upset train with my predictions. I'm going to go Titans over Chiefs. I don't think anybody could stop Derrick Henry. As far as the other game goes, do you guys want to start? Or?
I said Green Bay. I love Green
Niners,
Bay.
Niners
love
Chiefs Super Bowl. I don't
really
have a winner yet.
I think you're probably
think
right
Niners
here.
Chiefs.
Niners are probably going to win. Niners have been systematic in the way they go up the field.
They've been insane in the membrane.
I feel like as far as the teams go, I feel like Green Bay is a way more dynamic team, and I just see them beating the 49ers.
The 49ers are...
That's arguable. That's definitely arguable.
It's arguable. Very hot. I don't see a way it'll happen. The 49ers have just been able to go up the field with such ease. Jimmy Garoppolo is a man who knows what he wants. And
he knows what he wants.
And
the 49ers work in such a system, and if you solve that, the game's just
I don't
over.
Think so. I think
when has that been proven?
They have so many weapons like Kittle, Samuel.
When they played the Seahawks, I don't remember.
Sanders, when he feels
when they
like
lost
it.
By like 7 to the Seahawks, that doesn't prove anything.
You can't solve it. It's
they
like,
literally lost to
it's
7.
Like Algebra 2. It just doesn't work. You can't solve Mrs. Murphy's Algebra 2 problems. Mrs. Murphy, if you listen to this, please, can
shout
you make
out
your
Ms.
quizzes
Chiazza?
Easier? Shout and out to Ms. Chiazza also. And Mrs. Murphy, best math teachers in the world. Christian just pulled up.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm sure there's some pretty good math teachers out there. No offense, but I mean, maybe top five.
They're but
top
once again, you can't Electric solve
math teacher.
You wait, can't solve the 49ers.
They are good math teachers, but they are great math teachers.
And let's just
wise
say,
words.
2 + 2 = 3.
Wait, once again, you
two
can't.
2 + 2 = 4, Matt, and
you can't solve the 49ers. That's my point.
That's what Miss Murphy taught me,
Christian.
I don't think the Packers can.
Christian,
solve
I got a question for you. Someone handed the mic over to Christian real quick. How is the assessment?
What?
How was the assessment? The little quiz,
chemistry Which quiz,
one?
That you
the
just
chemistry,
took.
The one you just took.
It was amazing. I converted moles to grams, and I converted.
Very good.
Electric.
It was very electric, and there's an electric stat I want to share with you. Completely unrelated.
6-2.
So we all know Derrick Henry's so good, right? He's beast. And in high school, in his senior year,
his
averaged 9.2 yards per carry.
He's a beast.
But according to Max Preps, which I know might not be trustworthy all the time.
Not a Max Preps
last
guy.
Year, Doc Kim had a better yards per carry than Derrick Henry's senior year. I just wanted to put that out there, that Hills West owned Doc Kim Griffin as a freshman. Had a better yards per carry than Derrick Henry as a senior.
Doc Kim.
How many touchdowns did Doc Kim have this year? 56?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
But yards per carry was.
Thank you.
Yards per carry means a lot.
Doc Kim's, yeah. No, Doc Kim's going to, when he's in the NFL, I'm going to be asking him for money.
Gym.
I'm gonna
yeah,
like,
me
yeah,
too.
Remember me from middle school and high school? He'll be like, no, and I'll be like, well, give me money.
And then he'll give you money and you'll become his best friend. Forever yeah. And
moving forward.
Moving forward.
What are we moving into now? NHL?
No,
action?
Not NHL just
not
yet.
All right.
We got some NBA.
Kind of excited for NHL.
Constantine's excited for NHL. Big game tonight. We'll talk about it later. But
yeah. And the game you guys had before that. The game before that.
All right. And then we got the NBA tonight. I mean, not tonight. Obviously, we have the NBA tonight, but we have the NBA all year round. I have no idea. But we had the NBA last night. Brooklyn. Played the Sixers.
Brooklyn is trash. We're trash. We're trash.
They
Kyrie Irving didn't have the best game.
By my song,
they choked.
Kyrie got demolished by Ben Simmons. Like, who even is that?
I hate the Sixers.
6 for 21.
We're gonna beat the
field on field goals for Kyrie. 14 points in 37 minutes. Just not efficient. Although Spencer Dinwiddie did step up in the points department with 26 points.
I'm gonna.
We had a great performance by Hills West Zone Tobias Harris.
Yeah, Tobias Harris. Beast, absolute unit.
I love him.
What a
34.
What a great Colt.
10 boards, 14 for 20. That's efficient shooting. 6 for 21 is not efficient shooting.
The only guy I respect on the Sixers. Let's just put it right there.
Fun fact: yeah. Tobias Harris went to High School West. You know who else goes to High School West? Ryan Dixon. You know who went to High School West? Doug LaTuca. Does that mean Doug LaTuca is going to be in the NBA? You tell me.
Matt. I just don't see a correlation there, but just kidding, I do.
You're probably on to something.
Yeah, you're on to something.
Doug LaTuca, Syracuse basketball, Tyler.
Doug LaTuca may be the best player of all time, like, in the future.
He did choke in the dodgeball tournament last year.
That could be a walk-on.
Yeah, he did. I think Ben Dixon took that home. I'm pretty sure.
Ben Dixon, Brian Flatow team did take it home.
The founding fathers.
Two out of the three founding fathers. Or four, if you want to count. Michael Stats.
Two of the presidents on Mount Rushmore.
We always count Mikey Stats Garafa. He's, you know, even though he hates hockey, he's still, you know, we still accept him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another game from the NBA last night. The Magic beat the Lakers. What a surprise.
119 to LeBron. 118.
Markelle Fultz, baby. Markelle Fultz. Markelle Fultz, a triple-double. Just an absolute unit.
LeBron got exposed by Markel.
Yeah. He did. I mean, Markel. Awesome. Markel put up 21 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds.
9 for 19, shooting 3 for 3 on his free throws. We know that's been a problem for him.
Maybe he's not about. I don't think he's. I think he still's got a lot of potential. Like Michael Porter Jr. He shot Michael Porter Jr. He did good. He had like a bunch of points in like 7 minutes. It's like crazy.
Matt, I forgot to say we're talking about the NBA, but. After we get this section over with, let's get some St. Matt's in this.
The
St. Matt's section in this.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. also coming through with 19 points, 28 minutes. These guys that really have been overlooked, like Markel and Porter, unfortunately, just because of their injuries and their problems with all these injuries, are finally getting the recognition that they deserve and are finally putting it all together. I just love seeing that, and I love seeing these guys doing that. And I know Matt made a very nice investment when he picked up a Michael Porter Jr. card. Basketball card a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, and
I was telling Constantine,
the guy on OKC, Gilgeous.
Oh yeah. He had
Shai.
I can't pronounce it.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander.
Yeah.
He had a triple double. What was his? He had like 20 points, 20 rebounds, like 10 assists.
He's turning out to be a stud. And
OKC is shocking this year. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, another team.
And Damian Lillard. Well, I don't know if they'll be able to take them out of the playoffs with the game-winning shot. That would just get me mad.
Yeah, Damian Lillard. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that man.
I heard from I forget who I was talking to, but they said that they were a Thunder fan. They said that they were gonna come back next year stronger, and I didn't agree with them. But they were right. They are definitely coming back stronger this year. I mean, they're putting the pieces together. I am very surprised. Chris Paul's fitting into that team way better than I thought he could. It's just amazing.
He's leading that team tremendously.
He'll be an all-star. He's actually, like, all these guys that were good 10 years ago are doing good right now. Melo's doing good.
Derrick Rose.
D. Rose, these guys, and Chris Paul. These guys who haven't been good in a couple years, like, haven't been great in a couple years.
LeBron is just having a better season than what he's had in the past 2 seasons. Let's be real.
Yeah, LeBron.
He's having an MVP
no load
season.
Management this season.
And I just want to move. I want to move on to like a really quick segment, Matt. You're gonna love this segment. St. Matt's
the
basketball.
St. Matt's basketball team.
Big win yesterday, baby.
Big W.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We won the game.
Vin Stefania, Sam Mendelsohn, Jason Domingo. We're sorry for your loss.
Raul.
It was a good game except for someone trying to tie the game with a 3-point shot. Alex Anderson.
Matt hit 2 threes last night.
2 for 2.
Absolute unit.
Ice in his veins.
I think we are.
He's automatic.
What was the percentage from the field?
We don't.
I think it was approximately 71.
Attempted.
What? How many threes?
No.
Shots.
Field. No. Everything.
Probably 5 shots attempted, and then I got fouled on one, and
no,
I
no
two
triple
threes.
Double.
No triple double. 9 points.
I want to see a triple double from you next week.
Ryan's gonna get a big triple double. Ryan, the godly defender.
Thanks, Matt.
I love
you know,
it. Hits like those mid range.
We took a big charge yesterday. So, I'm surprised I'm not hurting. I was a little sore after, but I'm fine. The guy ran into me uncontrolled, unnecessary. To be honest,
I would like to shout out the man, the myth, the legend. Kyle Rimmer hurting his leg for the game, for having a block, and then somebody ran into him and Vin, but we won't name him. It's Bradley Rosen.
Yeah.
I'll list his address.
I live in his neighborhood. Rimmer, I'm sorry. You're on the day-to-day right now, but after this, you may be out for the season. We never know. You got to get your x-rays back.
One day at a time.
But we'll take it one day at a time, and I think we got to move on to the next segment. The NHL.
Sounds like a really good time.
Civilized, please. Civilized.
Okay, of course. Of course.
The Islanders play the Rangers tonight at the Coliseum tonight. Obviously. Tyler and I are Islanders fans. And Christian, sorry. And Constantine, you're a big Rangers fan, we know.
Yes.
From past podcast.
A lot of yelling. And
a lot of yelling.
But I will be civil this time around.
No, you won't.
Monday, January... Monday, January 13th, the New York Rangers competed against the New York Islanders in a Metropolitan Division matchup at 7 p.m. at Madison Square Garden, in which the New York Rangers absolutely destroyed the New York Islanders by a score of 6-2. Artemi Panarin, who has the best flow in the league, only second to Jacob Trouba, had five whole points, putting him in the conversation for most points. He's only a couple points under McDavid. I believe McDavid has 74 points, and Artemi Panarin now has 67 points on the season with 2 goals and 3 assists last
night.
Hold on. Pause for a second.
For a second.
All right, we're not going to spend too much time on the past right now because all that matters is tonight.
Not really.
And tonight only. The Rangers are still in second. History is the best teacher. Second to last in the Metro. Islanders are still third in the Metro. Doesn't really affect anything. Rangers still suck. End of story. We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, we will.
Obviously, I respect Artemi Panarin. I don't respect his move to go to the Rangers, but I respect his skill set.
I respect his move to go to the Rangers. He wants to not even know what rink they're playing in for the majority of the
Belmont. 2022.
Yeah. All right. You sure?
Basketball court?
Yeah, basketball.
They play on a basketball court.
We play at the Coliseum tonight, by the way. It's gonna be rocking. The barn is going to be loud.
Yeah. Not going to affect anything.
Who do you think is going to win the MVP award or whatever?
The Hart Trophy. You address it as the Hart Trophy?
The Hart Trophy.
McDavid.
It's most likely going to be McDavid. I mean, to add parity to it, they'll probably go with Draisaitl like they did with Taylor Hall when McDavid deserved it that 1 year.
I mean, what's the Oilers record right now?
They're solid.
I believe the Oilers are solid. I believe they're a wild card team right now. I'll just have to look that up.
I mean, but I think that if they can get out of the wild card, the disparity between their best players and their more okay players
is pretty. It's a pretty large gap right now. Right now, they got 55 points, second in the Pacific, only to the Coyotes, who have 57 points, who are definitely a surprise this season.
And they're not a wild card team.
Yeah, I know. I would like to correct myself now.
If they're high enough position in the West, honestly, I think McDavid could win MVP because he's having an incredible season.
He's going to end up being the second best player of all time.
Most likely. Connor, he's just a special player.
Okay, we're all talking about this, but what about the President's Trophy?
The President's Trophy? That's actually a very good question.
Thank you,
Matt. No problem. I'm glad you asked, Matt. Because the race for the President's Trophy is definitely not clear-cut right now. There are a couple big leads, though, right now.
Is President Trump going to win it, though, because he's the president?
Maybe, but Washington, D.C., the Capitals, his probably favorite team, maybe the Rangers, I don't know. Yeah, I'll ask him. I don't know. Wait, it would have President Trump or the... I'm going to stop now. But the Washington Capitals, 67 points right now. They are second in the league behind the St. Louis Blues with 68 points.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on from this NHL segment, I just want to say, between the game tonight and the last time the Rangers played the Islanders... Can you hear me?
Yeah, 8-2.
My headset. Oh, it's back now. Sorry, apologies. My headset kind of broke down there, but the Islanders played the Red Wings and they won 8-2. Solid game performance. We took 26 shots. We scored on 8 of them. I mean, there's nothing more you could ask for. Red Wings suck this year, I understand, but putting up 8 goals against any team is very solid. And yeah, hopefully we can do that more. And since we're not a very high attacking team, maybe that...
You can see more of that in the future.
Yeah, maybe we can see that more in the future. And
maybe you
can
see more of that in the future.
I was going to say the Islanders are going to win tonight, because they are.
My headset's screwing up a little. I can't hear anything. I hear good. You can hear me, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think my headset might be out for the season. I can't hear
like
it.
Rimmer.
Like Kyle Rimmer. Prayers up for Kyle Rimmer. We just want my guy to do what he loves. And
I just
basketball.
I just want to play something special for Kyle, real quick.
Kyle Rimmer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Kyle Rimmer's TikTok. Matt, we're gonna move on from that.
When he pulls up to the party.
I just want to move on to my segment. The Maryland Minute. Tough 2 losses in a row. By the Maryland Terps. Got destroyed by Iowa and then lost to Wisconsin in a
baby,
heartbreaking fashion.
Iowa! Hawkeyes.
Oh, I didn't realize you're an Iowa fan.
Iowa wrestling fan. I don't really care about college basketball.
But Mark Turgeon might be the worst coach in college basketball. He should have called a timeout when we couldn't take out the ball. Instead, Marcel turns the ball over and sets up a game winner for the Badgers. Unfortunate losses. We play on Saturday against Purdue.
What's your record?
We are
you're a Syracuse fan, right?
Five.
Yes.
That sucks.
Syracuse is actually playing well. Syracuse is actually playing well.
Okay. I'll respect them.
Big win against Virginia and Boston College.
Okay.
Big wins.
Yes.
Okay. Syracuse
is Zion and RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish at Duke are going to destroy this year.
Syracuse is starting to play well. Maryland's 13-4. Hopefully we beat Purdue on Saturday.
Like the chicken nuggets, though?
Come on. And we got another college sport, college football.
LSU.
The winners of the college football playoffs, LSU, Joe Burrow, legend, best player, best QB in college football history.
Debatable, but it's one of the best years. He has a very strong argument.
There's no debate, in my opinion. Joe Burrow, so dynamic. Incredible.
But
many, many touchdowns, many, many yards for the guy. He is 23 years old, and Lamar Jackson is 22, I believe. So there's a little bit of an age disparity there, but Joe Burrow will hopefully be something in the NFL. I think he will.
Yeah,
guys,
I don't know with the Bengals. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Guys, I just want to address one thing.
Yeah.
So this year's wide receiver class, rookies, obviously very talented. But next year might be even better. Bunch of studs: Jerry Judy, CeeDee Lamb,
and other guys.
Other guys.
Ruggs.
Bunch of people.
A guy who just declared like yesterday. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, a couple LSU players.
Alabama wide receiver declared yesterday. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Grant Delpit, the safety, also declared. So a lot of guys going into the NFL right now. Honestly, I just want CeeDee Lamb for the Jets. Sam Darnold needs a weapon, and honestly, CeeDee Lamb.
T. Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins also declared. But
T? Honestly,
what about Randy Moss?
Are you implying Robbie Anderson is not a weapon?
Is that what you're implying? No,
yo,
Robbie Anderson is not a weapon.
This is what's going to happen.
He is.
Robbie Anderson will get signed, and he'll stop playing. Because once he gets his money, he doesn't care anymore, and he's like that, and
he has no heart. He has no talent. He doesn't work for the ball.
Are you saying Robbie Anderson is not an elite player?
Get out. He's not an elite player, Christian.
Door is open if you want to leave. I'm just saying.
Christian.
Just saying.
Okay.
When he wants to play, he's good. He's not great.
I have to say something about Robbie Anderson.
Just kidding.
Who's better at talking to cops, him or Odell?
All right. Matt, now that you bring it up, we got to talk about it.
The OBJ scandal.
He was in the LSU locker room for some reason when they were celebrating.
he was hype.
He has given out money.
Probably a lot of champagne in his system.
Probably not sober.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that was champagne.
And anyway, yeah.
He may or may not have touched a police officer.
It's on video.
We're going to say that it's may or may not have.
No, he touched a All police right, officer's gluteus All maximus.
Right. He touched his gluteus maximus.
I did.
And he's probably going to have
with an
charges.
Open palm, not very forceful. But a light,
police
playful
officer.
Tap.
It was a male police officer as well.
Even if it's a light and playful
no,
tap,
it's
not appropriate.
Yeah, I know.
For
if it was a female
official.
Police officer, I'd no. feel just
oh, he'd be
such,
out of the league. He'd be out of the league.
That'd be, yeah.
You never
That's
touch
terrible.
A,
you
never
touch
toss
a woman,
police.
Especially
is
like
he,
that.
Is he still in the league, honestly?
Yeah, it looks like he hasn't been playing
he's
in a while.
Irrelevant.
He What's it called? He, then we have another scandal with Odell, him giving out money to all the NCAA LSU players.
Honestly, that shouldn't be a scandal.
That should not...
First of all, that's against the rules.
It
Second of all, Odell
rules.
Odell might be this one
An
of
idiot.
The stupid.
He's so stupid.
The wide receivers that wide receivers in the NFL are so stupid.
He interrupted.
I can list all of them
the
right
championship
now. Too
speech. He interrupted
Antonio Brown, Robbie Anderson, OBJ. Who else?
Okay, let's talk
all
about
them.
Julio Jones is probably the most humble.
He has to be.
Wide
Julio
receiver.
Jones is humble. Larry Fitzgerald
Mike Evans.
Is a great
Larry
guy.
Fitzgerald.
Humble. He's quiet.
Mike Evans.
Larry Fitzgerald's one of my favorite
Mike Evans.
Ever.
Chris Godwin had a great year. Oh, I didn't hear anything about
him. He didn't talk
him.
At all. He didn't
yeah.
do anything. What a great guy.
And you got like, okay, D-Hop before one of the games said that he's like the best wide receiver. Pretty cocky.
Didn't he say like
second
7,
yeah, that's cocky. I don't like that.
Before a game that you're not even going
to
win.
I got to say, second cockiest position has to be cornerback.
Cornerback, all cocky. Those corners are very cocky. Jalen Ramsey is cocky.
George Jenkins even.
It's how they put on the show.
Jalen Ramsey alone. I'd like you all to answer this.
A quarterback getting into like a wide receiver's head is more like a part of their game plan than like a wide receiver just being stupid.
Jalen Ramsey gets into as a hockey player, I felt such disdain for Jalen Ramsey after he said this. He said he could make the NHL with only 6 months of practice.
Okay, but yeah, Jalen Ramsey's an idiot.
And I could kick a field goal. I don't know what I was going to say.
Over
60
yards.
Let's talk about Ocho Cinco's trying out for the XFL.
Oh, the XFL. The XFL's...
I'm excited.
I'm actually excited.
Interesting rules.
I'll probably watch it.
Interesting
for 2 weeks.
Interesting rules.
It's a PK shootout overtime.
I love that idea. I absolutely love that idea. They always complain that they won't get the ball on offense for overtime. That's what the Chiefs did. Those are the rules to overtime.
Sixth grade me just saying. I'm telling you, I told people in sixth grade it would work, and they're doing it now.
Dinosaur boy.
See, I mean, the league hasn't started yet, so.
Guys, we got to find a team to root for, though.
This is not the past.
Obviously, New York team, but what's it called? Like, dude,
The New York Guardians, who will be playing at MetLife Stadium. We should all get tickets.
Very good.
I'm just saying, cheapest tickets. I'll go too. Cheapest tickets are $30, but there's no one's going to be there, so we could probably move into the good sections.
I'll go.
Yeah, I'd go too.
All right, we'll see how that league turns out.
I mean, I just don't want to see somebody die.
No, I think they're going to play a lot safer. I don't think the coin tosses are going to be like a concussion on the first ever XFL coin toss.
It was a torn Achilles on the first ever XFL.
We're gonna kick. We're gonna kick. All right. We're gonna kick.
We're gonna kick.
We're not gonna make one of our players permanent.
We've breaking news. Breaking news. Ninja is getting a Fortnite skin.
He did. Well, he already has.
He's got it. It's been confirmed.
Ninja.
He's been wearing it.
Has the Fortnite skin. Repeat. He is using it right now to beat some noobs in Fortnite.
Huge news.
Good for him.
Electric. Mom, if you're watching this, please buy it for me. Please.
Sensational.
Buy it for me now.
That was a Bleacher Report note.
All right.
I kid.
So, topic of the week.
Let's get right into it.
I'll start.
Let's All right, Tyler.
Start this.
Okay. Best ice cream flavor.
Best. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh,
Hills West
okay.
Wrestling versus ComSwag at home. Winnable dual meet. We might even have the spotlight back for that duel. Gonna be an amazing match from the
light. What time? I need to know.
I'm not really sure.
Wow.
But it's gonna be pretty early. But you might, if the spotlight's on, you won't want to miss it.
Hey, Christian.
All right, thanks, Christian, for the intermission.
We don't have a wrestling segment.
Kind of changed mine a little
bit. We don't have a wrestling segment. We have an NFL segment, NBA segment. We have this, but we do not have a wrestling segment. You want to know why?
Why?
No one cares. Okay, back to Tyler.
Oh, God.
Tyler, what's your new one?
Because there's a lot of different ice cream flavors, I'm going to give you a top three.
Okay.
So what's the top five. Three ice cream flavors for you?
Mint chocolate chip.
Vanilla, mint chocolate chip.
That's solid.
Classic vanilla, mint chocolate chip. There's none other.
Classic vanilla, chocolate.
Mint chocolate chip.
Classic chocolate is unparalleled. You cannot compete with classic chocolate. In what universe?
Cookie dough ice cream.
Rick, show me the parallel universe where chocolate isn't the best flavor.
Sire, the door. You may leave now, sire. Exit the building, please.
Okay, m'lady. Any flavor without a base of vanilla is just not good.
I agree.
That's true.
Like, who wants chocolate cookie dough? Like, no.
I do not agree with that, but pure chocolate.
So I'm going to be going with mine. Top three, it's got to be cookie dough, cookies and cream, and salted caramel.
Salted caramel is pretty good.
Okay, my favorite is mint chocolate chip, then cookie dough, then classic vanilla.
Guys,
I have to say something. Better than chocolate.
I have to say something. It might be a little bit of a hot take. I don't know.
No, you're wrong, Ryan.
Probably not. Sorry. Frozen yogurt's better than ice cream. Like the scoop. It is.
Okay.
I know where you're coming from with toppings.
I know we love to say it.
With toppings.
You know, ice cream... there's not much customization.
Yeah, with frozen yogurt there's unparalleled levels of customization. True.
But, you know, I got to go ice cream over frozen yogurt.
I don't know. I think Ryan's on to something here.
Some good froyo right now. I could use it.
I could go for that.
Another side thing.
Yeah.
Hard serve ice cream or soft serve ice cream?
Soft usually serve soft serve, but Hershey's hard ice cream.
Hershey's hard. I can't say
so
I've ever had
at
that.
Work.
Can't say I've ever
at
had
work. Our soft serve was terrible. It was the one at the school. It was awful. It was awful. But we had a Hershey's hard ice cream. It was so good. I had like 8 scoops every day. The soft serve was so bad, but the hard ice cream was amazing.
For me, it's quality. Where like soft serve is always good, but like, you can get a hard serve that's really bad, or you can get a hard serve that's amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, like, so, you know, I'm going to go, I don't know.
I don't know. If it's somewhere new, I'm usually going to get a soft serve, but if I know the hard's good, I'm going to get the hard.
Matt, real quick, soft serve or ice cream, real quick.
Soft serve.
All right, moving on. The last topic of the week of the podcast. What do we got?
We got, so, what do you miss more, recess or snack time? What do you miss more?
Recess.
And Wolves want to trade for
recess, D-Lo. Recess, 100%.
Probably recess. Snack time.
Snack time. I get snack time anytime I want.
Now, snack time, you could take a nap. You could take a nap, nap during
how
snack
long,
time.
But snack time
you could
long
fool
is
around.
Severely
how long
limited.
Is recess and how long is snack time?
How long was recess? Snack time is about 15 minutes.
Recess was like 20.
So we're saying snack time is 15, recess is how long?
20, 30 minutes, 25 minutes.
We'll go to 25.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go snack time, and I know it's gonna be an argument here.
Recess, but not by much because we used to play tag, and don't tell Mr. Diener.
Yeah,
about
don't
that.
Tell Mr. Diener. Mr. Diener did not let us play.
Mad.
He is gonna get mad. We had an epic tag tournament 1 year.
No,
I believe it was third grade.
Never got caught. The tag Olympics.
Yo,
wait, never got caught.
You know,
tag Olympics.
You know what I found
never
out? You know what I found out a couple weeks ago?
Except when Colin would stop moving.
Yo, guys, did you guys know that they professional tag? I found that out.
Let's
literally
go.
Let's do it.
I need to do it.
It might be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Matt,
yo,
guys,
like
I would also would like to say the only times we got caught is whenever Colin would get tagged and he would just sit in the corner. And he would just stop playing because he was mad. He's like, I'm going to trick you into walking towards me, so I tag you. No tag backs.
Okay, so I'm going to go
and
snack time. I'm going to snack time. Simply for the fact that recess is just an addition to lunchtime. So when you get recess, you're not getting any more free time than you usually do. Whereas
well,
if you're
in Candlewood.
In elementary school, you had lunch and recess. They were
separate. You cut out.
His mic cut out. His mic has cut out. Sorry about that, boys.
Is my mic uncut out?
You're good.
In elementary school, because you're bringing up two things that from elementary school. So we're going to go with the elementary school model for recess, where lunch and recess, even if they're back-to-back, are separate
entities.
They're two separate entities. But you figure if there's no recess, you're just having more lunch time.
No, you're doing something else.
What are you doing then?
Let's just say High School West added recess. It got rid of one of your classes and just.
I would be so
recess.
Down.
Oh, God.
We added a recess.
Or
instead of art, I would take that.
If you're saying they add a recess or a snack time to our High School West schedule, then I'd go with recess.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I'd go
suggesting.
With recess too. Tag championship
just,
again. I'm down.
Let's go over the different types of tag. You have. Basic tag.
Hide and go seek tag.
Everyone. So, all of us. One day, we get a group of 40,000.
Wait, hold on. Breaking news.
Tag.
Breaking news.
What?
I know you care about this.
T Wolves want D-Lo.
Correct.
I stole it from you.
You stole it from me right out of my mouth. Solid for the Wolves, and So. I mean, Matt, what were you going to say before?
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh,
zombie tag.
We got
to
wrap
tag.
This up soon.
So, 42,000 people. We go to Forest Park tag tournament.
Forest Park. I don't know if there's room in Forest Park.
Forest Park is an excellent,
there's
excellent
always
tag
room.
There's a, 40, Forest 000. Park
for one
Forest
more.
Forest Park is very solid. 40, I remember going 000? There over the summer and then saying
I
couldn't go over there.
All five of us plus others.
Field day at Forest Park might have been the best.
Shout out to
Colin. Might have been the best day of the year.
Field day at Vanderbilt.
Field day at Forest Park.
So trash.
Hold up. Christian just said he doesn't like field
day. Vanderbilt field day.
Field day was so bad.
Field day at Forest Park was great.
Vanderbilt field day was so solid.
And you got ices.
It was trash.
Ices are incredible. Those are incredible. I could use one right now.
Field day at Forest Park. Sick events.
Did Vanderbilt have fun water activities?
That's kids' day. Those are two separate things.
What
kind of freaky
day?
Stuff
Bruh.
Is that?
Wait,
they put the libs
day?
In Mad Libs.
Imagine your school being so cheap that you need to procure the fund. You don't have enough funds to do everything on one day, so you have to do it 2 days.
No, it's the same district, Christian. No. What you say is stupid.
We got field day and we got kids day. It's two separate days. It's 2 days of fun. You only get one.
You get 2 days of half fun. Like half baked fun, where it's like, I'm kind of having fun, but I'm going to have a little bit of fun
field
on
another day. Is a full day event. No classwork. Full day event.
Yes, that's what field day was for
and
us.
That's what makes it field
day. Yeah, but they're both half-baked fun. You're just...
What?
How are they half-baked?
Kids day?
Because you're... All right, so your field day has no water.
Montego has kids day.
All right, so the fun water events were on kids day?
Yes.
Yeah, but the fun water events are more fun when
in
a competitive...
We had a water balloon event during field day.
Water balloon event? That's not a fun water event, Tyler.
That is a very fun water
Christian,
event.
You've gone spit on the mic. Leave.
All right.
Okay. We'll end on that.
It guys, it's time. Christian, come on.
You're
episode 9 of season 4 of the Colts Corner.
I can't do this.
Is officially over. Constantine, wrap this up for us, boy.
Obviously, there are a couple of people we'd like to thank. Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ashudi, our newspaper advisors, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the class of 2016 for their generous donation to this podcasting setup, and everything they've really done for us to make this possible. And we will see you next time.
Bye, Doug.